On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, my man, the hilarious comedian, actor extraordinaire, Sebastian Maniscalco. Welcome to the show, Sebastian. Long time no talk, pal.
Yeah, 2 days in a row for us, so we're becoming fast friends over Zoom. Can't wait till we actually go out and enjoy an evening together. But thanks for having me on.
You get a lot
of day, bro. It's Groundhog Day.
It's total Groundhog Day, man.
And you sound thrilled about it.
Yeah. Well, Sebastian and I were talking earlier because, listen, we both appreciate and love our families and recognize this quality family time, but enough already, right, Sebastian?
Well, at least you're getting out. You got somewhere to go.
That's true. That's a good point.
This is it, man. I go from here to the family room and back. There's really no escape.
Oh, no. You got to take up jogging or something or like hiking or something. Yeah. Oh, man. God bless you because you got little ones too. So how you been holding up just generally? We talked about the frustration, especially being a comic and essentially a lot of the business is on the road. That's obviously not the case. And are you enjoying the virtual shows or how do you feel about those?
So I've done some corporate gigs through Zoom. So I've done three, and actually I was hesitant about doing them. I'm doing them kind of like we're doing this. It's like a moderator and then they launch me kind of into some jokes.
Yeah.
I don't do like stand up. I don't stand up with like a fork in my hand pretending it's a microphone.
Right, right. Are you sitting down just like you are right now? And
yeah, just sitting down.
You're doing a sit down. Sit down comedian.
Sit down. I call myself a Zoomedian.
Brilliant.
And it's worked out well, but nothing replaces the joy of live performance, and I'm yearning for that, and I just don't see it coming back anytime soon. However, I am working on something that could possibly be a big ordeal, but it's going to be more outdoors.
Not a drive-in. Not a drive-in. Have you done those yet?
No. I just look at that and I go, you know, I give credit to the comedians that are doing it. It's just outside, cars,
right?
Barbecue, you know, I don't know.
They're honking at you. The whole thing. I get it. No, I totally get it. Hey, listen, I mean, obviously, we all hope the end is in sight, but you've managed to stay pretty innovative and clever with work. How has this time impacted the material? Are you going to incorporate it? You think people have had like sort of enough of the pandemic jokes, or how has it changed your approach?
Yeah, so my goal, and I don't know if any of this stuff is funny yet because I haven't gone on the road or in a comedy club to test it, but I don't think I'm going to be doing a lot of quote-unquote pandemic material. I'm going to be doing more family because I've been home.
Right.
And home life doesn't really change in regards to the pandemic. You know, you're putting your kids to sleep, you're reading to them, bath time, all that stuff. I'm gathering a lot of humor from. However, I just don't know if it's funny until I can go to the comedy store and kind of test it out.
I'm sure it's going to be very relatable. How old are the kids now?
So I have a one-year-old son who's crying outside and a three-year-old daughter. And we're trying to figure out now how school is going to work this semester.
Yes.
Oh, it's a semester. It's like preschool. They call it a semester. So we're trying to figure out, you know, if we could get together with some other families and do what they're calling a pod.
Yeah, right, right. Because they're all clear and I get it. Everyone feels comfortable in the little thing. I actually called the deacon at my my kid's Catholic school yesterday because they roll with different rules. They're doing like a hybrid deal. They're trying to figure it out like 2 or 3 days a week and they're going to ease into it like that. So God bless Catholics.
Catholics are going full bore with it. They're opening up their doors. I got buddies in Chicago at a Catholic school. They're acting like there's no pandemic, right? Open it up. Let's do it. Let's, God will protect us.
Hey, God bless them. I love hearing that. I do. Hey, I saw you guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live. Congrats on that. How'd you enjoy that?
So I'm doing a 7-minute monologue to camera, reading off a teleprompter. Couple things. Comedy is not meant to be read. Number two, and no audience. I'm doing the whole thing to a guy behind the camera who's dressed like a beekeeper. So,
right.
Not to hear any laughter was not fun, but I did really enjoy the interviews. I picked people that I had a relationship with, and you know this. I mean, you do interviews day in and day out. The people you know personally, whether you've gone out to dinner with them or you had them at your home, it's much easier interview sure. just because you know the person.
Just have a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I could, I mean, I'm sure you got stories where you're interviewing someone, you're like, it stinks.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Nowhere.
No,
right?
No, I'm working. Oh, gosh. I got a few of those. Some of the, well, they'll remain nameless, but some of these, the older generations of actors, too, they don't even fake it well. I'm like, listen, you're supposed to be a good actor. At least act like you want to. I'm promoting your movie. You know, fake it a little bit. It's interesting that you say that about the teleprompter. Because it is a little different, you know, it's a certain skill set, if you will, right? And then the timing with telling the jokes, if you're not hearing the rhythm and all that. So it is, man, it is a bit of a trip. You have been doing, however, the Sebastian Sunday Suppers, which sound very cool. For those not familiar, what's that about?
You know, I had to adjust to the, you know, the not performing. I'm like, okay, how do I do some type of performance, be creative, and also kind of marry my love with food? And we came up with this idea to have a Sunday supper where, you know, we paired up with a couple charities, we sold some tickets, people would come on Zoom, there was giveaways, we interacted with the fans. Uh-huh. I have a chef in town, his name is Chef Dominic Di Bartolomeo.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Really Italian, the guy's dripping with olive oil.
That's my son's name, Dominic. So when you posted about him, I'm like, that guy's got the most awesome name ever. I told his grandfather's name was Domenico. Right. And I told my wife, I said, that's dripping with olive oil right there. Can we go Dominic? No, can they call him Nico? So we call him Dominic and then we call him Nico. Totally hijacking your story. Please go.
No. So he curated a nice box of food. We sent the food out. We all had dinner together. It wasn't so much about like mincing and dicing and what have you. It was basically you put it in the oven, you warm it up, and then we all had dinner together via Zoom. And, you know, we did contests. Yeah. Who's got the best cheese plate and whatnot. So it was fun.
That was fun. I answered my phone for a second. It's my wife, honey. We're just talking. She loves you. There's Sebastian Maniscalco talking about dinner. We're talking about Domenico. All right, I'll call you back. She's ready to go to dinner. She just wanted a quick shout out. All right, I'll call you back. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she's getting ready to carb up at the Maniscalco.
We probably should have told you our show is on WADD.
We go everywhere here. We
answered phone calls, making dinner plans.
Multitasking. We're multitasking right here. I want to talk about the new comedy special because I enjoyed meeting your friend the other day. The name of it is Sebastian Maniscalco Presents Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? I told Sebastian that's going to be a hell of a hashtag to get on if you're going to post about that. So tell us about Pat. I love that you look out for your boys and you guys have been friends for a while now, huh?
Yeah, I've known Pat for 10 years. We're from Chicago. We met at a comedy club, became fast friends. He ended up coming on the road with me, touring across the country. So funny. And I wanted to give him a platform to kind of showcase his talents to the rest of the world. Vince Vaughn did it for me back in 2005 when we did the Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Show.
Another Chicago guy.
Another Chicago. We keep it in the family.
I like it.
So if you're not from Chicago, you're not going to get any love. he did it a solid for me, and I always, that meant a lot to me. And if I was ever in the position to kind of give somebody a kind of a boost, I was going to do that. And that's what I did with Pat.
Oh, that's great. And he was very funny, too. Very funny. So yeah, looking forward to checking that out.
I'm sorry, not to distract. Can I ask, where does that ladder behind you go? Are you in a doomsday bunker?
Yeah, so the ladders, I have ladders.
There's a couple ladders.
Yeah, they're peppered throughout the house. Every once in a while, if I feel like climbing one, I'll just get up and see what's going on. But yeah, this is the way I get my exercise. I climb ladders throughout the day.
That's what's cool about these Zoom meetings. You get to really see people. Who'd we have the other day? Somebody had like some crazy ass for a piece of art with an aquarium.
Oh, I don't know.
So
we've had a lot of weird.
That was the washed up singer from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's a tough room over here. Hey, Sebastian, I want to talk about all the great acting stuff you've been doing, man. I mean, a couple of Oscar films right here and then working with De Niro and Pesci, of course, and The Irishman. Was that sort of by design that you wanted to try to balance out? Or those opportunities just sort of come up and present themselves?
Yeah, well, listen, I don't do any movie unless it's going to be Oscar now.
You set a bar now.
That's a good standard.
I mean, after the last movie, Irishman, acting with, you know, De Niro, Pesci, Scorsese, Pacino. I mean, you know, the career really goes downhill.
There's nowhere to go but down.
I don't know where you go, but yeah, I like it. Obviously, movie making is a lot different than stand-up. Stand-up, you go on, hour and a half, you're off, you're in bed watching Netflix. Movie, you know, it's 15, 16-hour days, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I like it. I like doing the dramatic deal. You know, I do comedy so much, I thought I'd give myself a challenge to kind of be serious for once. So yeah, I like it. If the opportunity presents itself, I'll do it. But my first love and passion is stand-up comedy. I'll never give into that.
You were great in Green Book, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I really enjoyed that film too. Kind of serious, but that had a little bit of comedy in there. So yeah.
That was my favorite movie that year.
Yeah, actually. That was my favorite as well. Let's talk about that. Before I let you go, Sebastian, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite show that you've binged during quarantine?
Right now it's this Fear of this Mafia thing on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I got it right. That's what I wanted to start. We were supposed to start that last night.
I don't live with you. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was like, you're supposed to, I'm looking at you to remind me. That's what I want. That's right. Is it, what's it called? Fear what?
Fear of the City or something.
Fear of the
like
City.
That.
Why don't you call your wife and
I'm
tell her?
I'm going to call her back and tell her to remind me. That's because we were talking about that last night. We're like on a dock kick right here. Okay, continuing. Celebrity crush growing up.
Sigourney Weaver.
Really? From like when you saw her in Aliens, or was there something else you saw her?
I didn't even see Aliens. I just see her and I go, hey, she's got something about her.
All right.
My wife's like, really? I'm like, yeah, well.
Huh. You're a mountain climber. All right. Speaking of which, favorite length of ladder?
You know what? I don't climb a ladder.
All right. Go-to late night snack.
Go-to late night snack. I go popcorn.
Okay. All-time favorite stand-up comic.
Don Rickles.
The man. The man. And stayed sharp till the end, huh?
Yeah, that guy was on it until he died.
Yeah, man, that's fantastic. Well, listen, watch Sebastian Maniscalco presents Pat McGann when Mom's... When's Mom? Let me get that clean. Here we go. Watch Sebastian Maniscalco presents Pat McGann. When's Mom going to be home on Amazon Prime? Sebastian, thanks for taking the time to check in, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome.
On with Mario Lopez.